Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we will wander, together we will roam. And I feed the fire, it is burning me alive. Taking all my precious air to breathe. Outside the weather's stormy, with the raindrops freezing on my face. For my baby, who slipped out from the arms of grace. And I feed the fire, then it's burning me inside. Taking all my precious air to breathe. Two hearts as one will conquer. Take all that hatred from her eyes. Sail from over the shadows into the clear blue open skies. And I feed the fire when it's burning me inside. Taking all my precious air to breathe.
All right. right, folks, welcome back to episode 124 of A Burns and IP, and we have with us this evening the front man for the goddamn gallows, Mikey Classic. How are you?
Well, hello.
So,
I'm great.
You're great. That's better than me. So, I wanted to have you on the show because you recently released your solo album, Mikey Classic and His Lonesome Spur, and so we wanted to have you on the show, and I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm stoked to be on it.
Awesome. So the first question, we'll start with the easy ones and work our way up. You're kind of home-based in Chicago, Illinois. Where are you originally from, and do you prefer to live in the big city?
I grew up in Lansing, Michigan. Well, just outside in Williamston, where our drummer Uriah grew up, too. But I love the big city, but I also like to get away and out to the forests or nature and stuff like that every once in a while. I like both.
Awesome. So before you started playing music with the Gallows, were you in other bands, and what type of music were you playing?
I grew up on like punk rock and stuff like that. My first band was kind of like a Op Ivy style punk ska band in the early mid 90s, and punk rock bands from then out, and grew up in punk rock. Yeah.
So how did you meet up with the guys from forming the Gallows?
It's kind of a funny story. We met in a fight with a bunch of gangbangers in Lansing, Michigan, where I think it was 18, and I was in a doorway with my friends drinking a beer, where all of a sudden this dude comes up and starts fighting me. So I'm fighting this guy in a room full of my friends, and then two of his friends come up, so I'm fighting three guys. Nobody else inside the room. It's probably about 10 people there. I'm just sitting there fighting three dudes in front of my friends, and nobody's doing anything, except for one dude that I didn't know, Fish Guts, as he's now called, comes up and starts helping me fight these guys off, and we've been best friends ever since.
Oh, that's an awesome story. It's a weird way to form a friendship, but it'll work, right?
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to know when that a friend has your back?
Exactly.
Meeting that person while they have your back.
So, how did you get the name, Mikey Classic and His Lonesome Spur? Where did the Lonesome Spur come from?
When I started doing the solo stuff, I'd wear a spur for stopping around on the gallows, and it kind of brought that into the solo stuff, stomping on a stop box, and the spur is kind of like my drums, my percussion.
Awesome. So there's a big difference between the intensity of a gallows show and then the stripped-down rawness of your solo set. I mean, do you prefer one or the other, or do you like both for different reasons?
Well, I prefer the raw energy that we have with gallows. It's a lot more fun, and it makes it easier for me because I don't have to concentrate on doing all a whole bunch of shit at the same time.
Sure.
And I love those guys. I love every single one of them. They're like all of the other guys in the gallows are my brothers, so I miss those guys. We've been off the road for a while, so I miss those motherfuckers.
So you play the banjo on a number of tracks on the solo album. How did you end up learning how to play the banjo?
I picked one up from my buddy, Matt Voodoo. I actually got it from Matt Voodoo, who went on to, he played with Madsen for a little while. And I picked up the banjo. I started getting into old-timey music and old American folk and stuff like that. So I picked it up and decided to try to correlate it in with the gallows stuff. So I've been playing for about 7 years now. And yeah.
Awesome. So, who are some of your musical influences that you've had over the years?
That's a tough one. There's so much. I listen to all types of different music, from metal to bluegrass to classic rock to old folk to old country music. But I have to say the ones that stand out to me, Screaming Jay Hawkins, just his vocals are one of my favorites, and Otis Redding also is one of my favorite vocalists.
Oh, awesome.
Django Reinhardt's one of my favorite guitar players. But then more recently, I have a huge respect for James Honeycutt, another Farmageddon brother of mine.
Sure.
He's an amazing musician and a big influence of mine. A bunch of punk rock bands like Black Flag and Rancid, those were both big influences on kind of like a punk rock standpoint, I guess.
So what made you decide to put together a solo album?
I threw it on a song on the Seven Devils, which is Nature of the Beast, mm-hmm. on the Seven Devils album with the Gallows, which was just me and a guitar singing. And people, I got some feedback on it, and it was good feedback, so I figured, fuck it, I'll just do a whole fucking album, put it out on Farmageddon.
Awesome.
And, I'm pretty stoked on it, yeah.
So has the time off that you and the Gallows have taken kind of given you the ability to focus on your solo material and kind of help you refuel the tank for the upcoming tour that you guys are going to start in the end of March?
Yeah, I don't really like to stay in one place for too long, so I've been doing the solo thing. It's another reason why I've done the solo thing, because Gallows wanted to take a break, and I don't want the other guy to burn out, but I'm kind of a guy that likes to keep moving, so did the solo thing so I could keep myself moving. So,
Now I know you said earlier that you know all the Gallows are like brothers to you. I mean, when you guys do tour, you guys are constantly on the tour, and you tour for a long period of time. And you guys had quite a long run the last year and a half or so. I mean, does there ever get to be a time where you just kind of look at each other and everybody's just kind of like, ugh, I need a break?
I mean, there's moments with that, like that with every band, I think. But you get in such close quarters inside a tiny, shitty little van that keeps on breaking down. There's stress builds up, and there's no way for people to relieve that stress. I mean, brothers fight, and
sure.
But brothers always make up.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. I always say, I mean, I couldn't be in a van with my brother for a week. I wouldn't even make it a week. So. I kind of commend how you guys can get through, you know, months at a time.
Yeah, well, back in the day, like, I think 2008 to 2011, we were just constantly on the road. I think we'd stop maybe for a week or two here and there, but those were the trying times back then.
It makes you build a bond unlike any other, right?
Yeah, that's for damn sure. The only way to really understand it would be to experience it for yourself.
Right. So with both your Gallows material and your solo material, there's a definite, I'd say, dark side of life theme to them. Do you find it difficult to find positive inspiration in your life to write about, or is this just what you know and what's easier for you to portray?
Oh, well, life can't always be about sausages and butterflies all the time. So, I think I can relate to a lot more of the darker themed stuff in songs. And just the very nature of us having Gallows in our band name kind of draws us more towards darker themed songs. And most of us just relate to it more. Like it's easier to sing about evil shit than it is to sing about rainbows and happy, furry things jumping around.
Right. The Gallows are kind of the face of Farmageddon Records. How did you guys meet Darren and become part of the Farmageddon family?
Oh, we met Darren. It was 2006 or 7. We were on tour with another band called Devil Doll, and it was one of our. We were starting to branch out more and tour more. That was when we lived in Los Angeles for a brief period, and we came through. The promoter Aaron, he had his production company Section 8 Productions. He put on shows in Bozeman, Montana. We played the filling station out there, and ended up being good friends, becoming good friends, and still to this day, great friends. I'm going to see that bastard on Sunday. Oh, no, Saturday. Yeah.
So what do you think? How do you think the relationship between you guys, you know, becoming part of the family, how do you think that has helped the band?
Oh, it's just been a tremendous reinforcement of like, I guess, trust and just knowing that we have an outlet to put our songs through, and a big part of a new blossoming scene that's coming out in punk rock and alternative roots or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It has many names.
Yes. I don't think one single description will ever pin it down.
And maybe that's a good thing. You know, it shows that there's a lot of different pockets within.
I mentioned James Honeycutt earlier, but he calls Goddamn Gallows his favorite whatever the fuckability band.
There you go. Last time we saw James, we saw him in Rock Island, and he was for about 2 years now. We had this discussion on how many golf balls he could fit in his mouth, and so he was playing with Casino Hillbilly Casino. And we went out in the parking lot, and I brought a camera, and I brought some plastic golf balls, and he went for it. So,
oh, wow, where did he get up to?
I think we gave him a free one. Like, I think he got five in his mouth, so we counted it as six because he probably could get one more, but it would have been unsafe. So
you don't want him to choke on golf balls,
right? You know, we didn't want to be the reason for, you know, the loss of him being able to sing. We knew we would have way too many people coming to find us and killing us.
So James, how'd you ruin your voice? Oh, my fucking asshole friend of mine, Blake, made me put golf balls in my mouth.
Exactly. So, you know, I've been to quite a few gala shows, both, you know, small venues and then the large festivals like at Muddy Roots. And I've seen instances during gala shows where the crowds get pretty rowdy. Do you ever kind of become concerned for you and the band's safety or even the crowd's safety? Because, you know, not saying that it's a negative thing, but it has tendency to get pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, no, I never our crowds might look rough and tumble, but they're really sweethearts, and they fall down, and they'll pick you back up again. It's usually not, I've heard of a couple instances of people getting hurt, but they always tell me, oh, it was worth it, so I'm never really too concerned.
Now, when you're on the stage, I mean, obviously you're playing to the crowd, but, I mean, are you able to, you know, do you ever, you know, span the crowd, or are you just pretty much concentrating on, you know, the guitar and the vocals? Are you just kind of watching and getting entertainment out of what's going on in front of you?
I have no idea what the fuck is going on right. When I'm playing. I'm in some different kind of mindset.
Right.
I hardly remember anything on that stage. I don't know.
So, have you ever had a moment in your life that you could go back to and do over? What would it be and why?
Oh, definitely not. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing. Like, I'd do everything exactly how it is. I got no regrets.
Awesome. That's a way to live life.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you live true to what you believe in, you know, fuck it, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
So you have your solo album that recently came out on Farmageddon Records. Again, Mikey Classic and His Lonesome Spur. And the Gallows have their new album coming out in April. Mm-hmm. It's a busy time. And I saw today that you guys are actually planning on recording a live album as well.
Oh, possibly. Possibly. We're going to record it and see what we think. And we weren't... None of us were happy. We have another live album, but none of us were really happy with it. I was sick as a dog when we recorded it. My voice was just god awful. But we think we can put together a better live experience for everybody.
So with that, you know, with the deep part of the winter over, you guys heading out at the end of March. What's this year look like for you? Is it just full throttle, as always, Gallo style, or do you guys have it planned out for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we pretty much have it planned out. I think it'll be pretty full throttle. We're taking a break off in August. Banjo player Joe is getting married.
And, awesome.
And we're excited for that for him. Other than that, yeah, it'll be full throttle. We're finally going to get out to Europe this year, and we're making plans for October, going out there finally, and really excited about that.
Yeah, that definitely. You know, a lot of bands that do get the chance to go over to Europe, they find that the crowds and everything are really just enthralled in the music. So, definitely to have the goddamn Gallows head over to Europe would probably be really big for the band, as well as just the type of music you guys are playing.
Yeah, man, we're thrilled to go out there. Really thrilled. Never been out there.
So the main question at the end: where can folks go to get a hold of your solo album, as well as get their hands on the new Gallows album that comes out in April?
I just go to farmageddonrecords.com, their website, Farmageddon website. You can find it on there. You can find it on iTunes if you don't want a physical copy. Yeah.
All right. Well, man, it was an honor to have you on the show. Like I said, we've seen you guys play quite a few times, and I've never had the chance to actually talk to you. I'm good friends with Joe, and I've talked to Baby Genius before for the show. So it was a pleasure to finally have you on the show, and we'll definitely be seeing you on this tour sometime.
Oh yeah, Blake. I'll see you then, mate.
Oh, no more games. Why must you rip my heart out time and time again? Even though you know it always ends upon the same. With me being the poor broken man to blame. Oh, no more games. I'm a man of pain. Oh, no more games. Myself sane. I cannot find the time to wash away my shame. Will that old bottle make me forget my own name? Oh, no more games. I'm a man in pain. Oh, no more games. It died a long, long time ago. It's gone. And I got this feeling that it won't be the same game. Oh, no more games. I'm a man in pain. Oh, no more games.
Blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.